Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided by listener members like you. Support this show by becoming a member of the Classical Network at wwfm.org. Thank you. This is Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. A monumental treatise on music history and theory appeared in Rome in 1650, entitled Musurgia Universalis. This was a systematic study of music from the ancients to the moderns as understood by a 17th century theorist. The author was a German national who had settled in Rome in 1633 and taught at the Collegio Romano, today's Pontifical Gregorian University. His name was Athanasius Kircher. Kircher was a Jesuit, a polymath, a scholar of ancient languages, a biblical historian, a physical scientist, a medical investigator, and an inventor. His study also illustrates his passion to understand the world around him and to classify. Thanks to Athanasius Kircher, we can better understand the musical styles of the 17th century. And among the styles described by him is the Stilus Fantasticus, the fantasy style, our focus for today. Kircher writes that the music in the Stilus Fantasticus is instrumental music. It is, quote, bound to nothing, neither words nor to a melodic subject. It displays genius and teaches the hidden design of harmony and the ingenious composition of harmonic phrases, end quote. Of course, not every flashy piece of mid-17th century music can be considered Fantasticus, but Fantasticus passage work is particularly flamboyant, and its harmonic underpinning is boldly effective. Fantasticus musical rhetoric is at times poetic, at times overtly florid. It grew out of the Venetian stravaganza style of the 1620s and early 1630s, when the new repertoire was developing for the violin and the cornetto, the principal solo instruments of the early Baroque era. Italian musicians brought the style to the imperial court at Vienna, where it was fostered by the music-loving Habsburg emperors Ferdinand II, Ferdinand III, and Leopold I. Their support enabled composers to further experiment, and they encouraged a deep sense of religiosity and symbolism in the music. On April 1st and 2nd, my ensemble, La Fioco, will be presenting a program of music in the Stilus Fantasticus, or fantasy style, in Princeton and in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. So I'm taking the opportunity today to introduce Well-Tempered Baroque listeners to this wonderful music. I'll give details about the concerts at the end of the show. Giovanni Battista Fontana was an early Baroque composer of instrumental music in the flamboyant style. We know very little about him. He was born in Brescia around 1589 or so. He was a virtuoso violinist, and he worked in Venice, Rome, and Padua, where he died of plague in 1630. We'll hear a sonata of his, played here on recorder with Theorbo Continuo. This is in the early Baroque patchwork style, but already it shows elements of the fantastic style, flamboyant display piece writing, and elements of dreamlike rhapsody and effective harmonic writing. This is Hilde de Wolf, recorder with David van Ooyen, Theorbo. Thank you. recorder player Hilde de Wolf with Theorbis David van Oyen performing the first sonata of Giovanni Battista Fontana, a work that is a precursor to the Stilus Fantasticus of the mid-17th century. We don't know when Fontana wrote his sonatas, as they were published 11 years after his death, but his contemporary Niccolo Corradini, an organist from Cremona, published a particularly rhetorical and rhapsodic violin sonata in 1624. In Corradini's piece, the Stilus Fantasticus appears to be fully developed. Niccolo Corradini's Sonata La Svandrata was published at Venice in 1624. This is Andrew Manzi violin with Nigel North theorbo and the late John Toll chamber organ. That was Baroque violinist Andrew Manzi with Nigel North, the oboe, and John Toll, chamber organ, playing the Sonata La Sfondrata of Niccolò Corradini, a violin sonata in the Stilus Fantasticus. Marco Uccellini was a prolific composer and violinist. Born in 1603, or maybe 1610, we're really not sure, he moved to Modena in the late 1630s. He worked at the Este Court until 1665, when he moved to Parma to serve the Farnese. Uccellini published several collections of instrumental music, mostly sonatas and some sinfonias and dance pieces. As a virtuoso player, Uccellini indulged in the fantasticus devices, such as tremolos and an extended range for the violin. Let's hear a Stilus Fantasticus sonata from his fourth book of instrumental music, published in 1645, the heyday of the Stilus Fantasticus. And then we'll hear a piece for two violins in continuo from his book 3 of 1642, and this sonata is called L'Enfrondito. It's a programmatic fantasy-type work that Uccellini says should sound like the peeping of chickens. This is the Arcadian Academy, with Elizabeth Blumenstock and Catherine Keim violins, David Bowles cello, David Taylor lute and theorbo, and Nicholas McGagan harpsichord. Thank you. We heard two instrumental works in the fantastic style of Marco Uccellini, La Lucimina Contenta and L'Enfradito, performed by the Arcadian Academy, Elizabeth Blumenstock and Catherine Keim violins, David Bowes cello, David Taylor lute and theorbo, and Nicholas McGagan harpsichord. The rhapsodic Stilus Fantasticus is also heard in Italianate keyboard music. I say Italianate and not necessarily Italian, because the Germans who studied in Italy, or who at least studied the music of Italians, favored this type of music. An example of this, the keyboard toccatas of Johann Caspar Carroll, who lived from 1627 to 1693. Carroll was taught by Giovanni Valentini, an Italian working at the court of Vienna. Carroll was also influenced by Frescobaldi's music, and his keyboard toccatas are especially poetic, sometimes moving into dark harmonies. Here are two toccatas with particularly florid Fantasticus mid-17th century writing. The organist is Freddy Eichelberger.
Thank you.
We heard two toccatas of Johann Caspar Körl in the Stilus Fantasticus, performed by organist Freddy Eichelberger. There are so many composers to choose from today, and we could stay in North Italy, in Brussels, Vienna, or some prosperous Hanseatic or Central German court, the heartland of the Fantasticus style. This was the poetic, bold, and virtuosic style popular from around 1620 to around 1670. But one name stands out, an Italian working at the Imperial Court in Vienna. This composer is Antonio Bertali. Antonio Bertali was born in Verona in 1605. He came to Vienna and made quite a splash at the Habsburg court. He was engaged to compose for important occasions, such as the wedding of the future Emperor Ferdinand III to his cousin, the Spanish Princess Anna Maria. In 1659, Bertali succeeded Valente as Kapellmeister of the Imperial Court, and he continued to compose instrumental music, oratorios, secular vocal music, and opera. His instrumental music is particularly adventurous, delightful to listen to, and a fun challenge for the performer. Most of his instrumental music is preserved in two important collections, the Partiturbuch Ludwig, which was presented to the Duke of Brunschweig-Wolfenbüttel in 1662, and the Swedish Du Ben collection. We'll hear two sonatas of Bertali's. The first is slightly more somber in nature, while the second bursts into a dance-like cicogna pattern. Note that the cornetto and violin are on equal footing, as both were the principal virtuoso instruments of the early and mid-17th century. This recording is by Le Concert Brisé, William Dunois, director.
Thank you.
We heard two sonatas of Antonio Bertali, a principal composer of the Stilus Fantasticus, who worked at the Imperial Court of Vienna. Our last composer for today is Johann Heinrich Schmelzer. Schmelzer was possibly a pupil of Bertali, and he was a teacher of Heinrich Bieber, so he holds a very important place in music history. Originally from Schreibs in Lower Austria, he's mentioned as a cornetist at the Stephens Cathedral in Vienna in 1643. He was also a violinist, and he was appointed director of instrumental music for the coronation of the Emperor Leopold I. Let's hear three impressive works. The first is a sonata for six instruments, followed by Sonata a Tre called La Pastorella. This is a programmatic work that evokes Austrian folk elements. The programmatic element, combined with the focused harmonic writing and figurations, represent the mature Stilus Fantasticus. And then we'll hear another sonata a tre scored for violin, sackbut or trombone, and dulcian, the ancestor of the bassoon. So wonderful, wonderful 17th century Fantasticus tone colors.
Thank you.
We heard a sonata in six parts, a sonata a tre called La Pastorella, and another sonata for violin, trombone, and dulcian. These are works by Johann Heinrich Schmelzer, performed by Musica Fiata, Roland Wilson, director. Wow, our hour is up, and that went by quickly for me at least. There's so much fantastic music in the Fantastica style, but you probably can understand why the style eventually fell out of fashion. It simply had no further place to develop, and the more organized dance suites and the chamber sonatas eventually replaced it. But I hope you'll agree that the Fantastica style is indeed fantastic. It was an instrumental form of the mid-17th century that grew out of the Italian extravagant style of the 1620s and 1630s. If you'd like to hear some live Fantasticus music, come hear La Fioco Period Instrumental Ensemble perform on Saturday, April 1st at 7:30 p.m. at United Methodist Church, 7 Van Deventer Avenue in Princeton, New Jersey. Or come on Sunday, April 2nd at 3 p.m. at Trinity Episcopal Church in New Hope, Solbury, Pennsylvania. Details are on the website at lafioco.org. That's LAFIOCCO.org. We'll be doing music of Costello, Fontana, Schmelzer, Batali, and Akempis on cornetto, Baroque violin, dulcian, sackbut, and with three theorbos. Thanks again for listening to Well-Tempered Baroque today. If you enjoyed today's program, please consider becoming a member of the Classical Network or a supporter of Well-Tempered Baroque. Visit us online at wwfm.org to become a member or to donate online. Thanks in advance for your support, and thanks to you who already are members. Until next time, have a great week.